Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name's Naya. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm going to file unemployment claim.
All righty, what's your social security number?
423-08-1448.
You said 08, 4208?
No, 423-08-1448.
Four two three zero eight four two four eight. Correct.
Is this the unemployment number for that?
You said, is this the unemployment number?
Yes.
This is our callback number, yes, sir.
This is 423-08-1448.
Thank you. Verify your name, date of birth, and mother's maiden name, please.
I'll just make sure this is the right number to call. Cause
our original number is 866-234-5382. You requested
The only reason I said it because I hear keys and something in the background. I didn't know this.
I work from home.
Oh, okay. My name is Mauricio Goins.
Your date of birth and your mother's maiden name.
Mauricio Goins, you said date of birth?
Yes, sir. And your mother's maiden name.
1480 in Linda Green.
Alrighty, we're about to get started on the claim. When was the last time you completed a weekly certification?
It's been a few months.
Alrighty, and is that because you were working?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, I do not.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
The 11.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
What'd you say, sir?
Yes, I do have a driver's license, ma'am.
What state is it issued in?
Alabama.
And what's the number?
Let me go get it out of my wallet if you give me one second to get it out of my wallet. Right click, please. Get it out of my wallet. It's 10159731.
Thank you. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees you may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The Vantage card.
Thank you. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once it has been approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you only after your first payment has been approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls. And there's a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There's a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are the card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery, and an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov.
Can you repeat that? Repeat that number?
800-499-2035. Yes, sir. 2035. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information, you'll visit the website where you'll find details and conditions for all fees and services in a cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with this selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Can I ask you a question? What if I need a new card?
You would have to contact that number, 800-499-2035.
Oh, yeah, I do still have my old card. It expires 12/23. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Verify your mailing address.
3705 Stedman Drive.
City, state, and zip code as well.
Huntsville, Alabama. 35810.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
And what's your primary phone number?
256-441-2483.
And to verify with you, your mailing address is 3705 Stedman Drive Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810, correct?
Yes.
Let me ask,
can I give you a secondary number for that?
What do you mean?
Like a secondary number, like...
Another phone number?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's the other number you want to put down?
256. 256. Because I'm getting another. I might get another number. 256-889-3741.
Alrighty. Did you receive a notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I didn't get a message on my phone.
No, sir. It'll be something you would have received from an employer.
No, I didn't.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes, I did.
Was the work you performed with the same employer that you reported on your last claim?
Yeah, Global.
You said yes?
Yeah, the same one, Global.
When was the last day you worked, month and year, please?
It was, what, three weeks ago? It was like November the, I want to say the 10th. Yeah, it was the 10th.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I'm not.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, and do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Not this time, no, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, not.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I didn't understand your question, what you say.
Do you get work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What's the job title you're seeking work in?
Regular or hospitality.
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
And what was the name of your last employer?
It was Global.
Thank you. What's the phone number for them?
Global is 2, let me see, 2, move 256-425-1873.
When was your employment start date?
It was the end of August.
I need a date.
Let's say August the 10th, yeah.
What city and state was your work performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
What'd you say?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And this is your last job, correct?
Yes, correct.
Why are you no longer working? Quit, discharged, or lack of work?
Discharged.
For what reason?
Lack of transportation.
I can't hear you, sir.
Lack of transportation to get there.
Absenteeism?
Yes, it's gone.
What's the name and title of the person who discharged you?
Gillis, yeah.
You said Hillard's?
Gillis.
Spell it, please.
Gillis, Gillis is, Gillis is Gillis. P-H,
what's the last name?
I'm not sure of her last name.
Who are they?
Excuse me?
What's their position?
What's their position?
Yes.
They are the people they hire. She's the one that hires people for different temp jobs or whatever.
So a recruiter?
Yeah, a recruiter.
And your date of discharge was on November 10th?
November the 10th, yeah.
What was the final incident that caused your discharge?
I wasn't able to show up. Because
did you call out?
Car. Yeah, I called it, yeah. Because of my car. Yeah, transportation. Yeah.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
What is that, my mom?
Did you do what you were terminated for? Missing work?
Yes, I'm not going to be missing work. Transportation issues.
Any prior warning for the same or similar acts of missing work?
That's the resolute warning?
Yes. Your phone is going out, sir.
Yeah, it was warned about it.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. I was warned about it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I tried to get a ride. But nobody was able to pick me at this time.
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Your temporary PIN number for this claim will be 4880.
4880.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamawork.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so will result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work, and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you'll call is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up review with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim has been made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes, I was calling to see, so when can I file that claim? Or?
Next week is when you start doing your weekly certification.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
You too, thank you.
Bye-bye.